I make my own healthy body. Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean, University of Philosophy and University of Healing at Campo, California, with Creative Philosophy Vignettes. The title of this vignette is Thought for Today. I make my own healthy body. All of us have a feeling that other people are making our body, you know. Other people are making our body whatever it is, that they cause us to be happy and they cause us to be sad and they cause us to eat too much. Ellen, you know how it is when you go visiting and you're with friends, you have to eat. You know, if the food's on the table, you have to eat, you have to eat, you have to eat, you know. And then when you are, you know, with your drinking buddies, you got to drink, you know. And when you're with your smoking buddies, you got to smoke, you know. We're in a world that just because you're with your friends or whoever do these things, you have to do that. And we have that feeling. Well, that is probably one of the most hateful things we could ever do to ourselves. One of the most hateful things we ever could do to make our body not healthy. Now, if somebody comes in the room with a frown on their face, do you have to have a frown on your face?
No.
What's that? Yeah. Oh.
No.
Well, let's act like a little more enthusiasm, no. A little more positive, adultish type of thinking. No. Rex jumps up on the table to take a piece of steak that's there in the middle of the table. And you don't say, no. You say, no, down. And he gets down, and he knows that he's done something that's not correct. And you say, Rex, you get some too, but yes, we're talking about you, son. You get some too, but you wait. Now, we are not going to say, oh, Rex, that's so cute. You got up on the table there, and you're eating food off the table. That's so cute, you know, because it really is cute. But it's not right, and you cannot allow it to start, even however cute it may be. You think, oh, isn't it cute the cats get up on everything? The cats are up on the counter, the cats are on the table. When we're not home, we don't know where the cats are, you know. Oh, that's all right. It's not a matter that the cats should or shouldn't be on the table or should or shouldn't be on the counter. It's, do we want them there or not? If we do not want them there, that's not in our program, then we should not endorse it by our thinking that's so cute. Oh, the cats have been every place, you know, isn't that cute? No, not cute at all. If we like them being every place, then that's good. Now, if you like your body being unhealthy, if you like your body being in an unhealthy condition, then play that game. Oh, isn't it cute? I got shingles. Isn't it cute? I got a headache. Isn't it cute? I got a heartache. And, you know, that's what people say. Oh, tell me all about it. Tell me all about it. No, 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 no. I want this to be a good cat, so I say, now, cat, be a good cat, stay on the floor. And I come in, I see the cat up on the counter, I say, no, down, down, no, 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 no. The cat will learn. And no, no, each time, I don't get angry at the cat, I say, no, 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 that's not the place for a cat to be. No, no. Headaches don't belong in my body. Heartaches don't belong in my body. Illness doesn't belong in my body. But I endorse it whenever I look at it and say, oh, isn't that cute? I get a headache. You know, now I can say, I'm holding perfect, I'm holding perfect, I'm holding perfect with a bad headache, you know. And you say, Herb, you are being stupid. No, that's what we do. That's how we do. We pay attention to it. Now, do you want to pay attention to something you don't want? Do you go to the store and look at dresses that you don't want to buy? You may look at dresses you'd like to buy, but you don't look at dresses, oh, isn't that ghastly, isn't that a terrible, oh, what garish colors, oh my gracious, but how bad. You don't look at that. You go there and you look for the beautiful things that would complement your figure, your attitude, and your way of thinking. So it is with our bodies. We have to be very careful to complement the things about our body that are what we want. Now, you compliment your perfect eyes, your perfect ears, your perfect nose, your perfect lungs, your perfect body. Every organ I can function in your body is perfect. You compliment all those things. And that's the thing to compliment. We want to compliment our body on all of the beautiful things our body is. Our body has a lovely have you ever looked at your skin? Have you ever stood in front of the mirror and looked at your skin and said, my God, what glorious skin that is? Have you ever said that? That's a nice thing to say, you know. Have you ever looked at your shape and said, I'm pretty good. I pull my tummy in a little bit, and I'm even better, but I'm pretty good just the way I am. I like me, you know. I'm a happy person. And, you know, people talk about a nudist colony. And then when people go to nudist colonies, and only macho people go there, you know, perfect body women, perfect body men, you know, and so you go there, you want to see perfect body. Well, don't. You'll go there, and you'll see every breed, variety, and brand. You'll see every type of shape, figure, and hand, because it's what people are. And people like themselves the way they are. And really, I would say that the people who go to a nudist camp are people who are in love with their own bodies, because they're not afraid to show it off. They're not afraid, oh, don't look at my fat. Oh, don't look at, you know, my misshapen arm or something. Hey, that's the way it is, you know, no big problem. You say, hey, look at your misshapen arm. How'd you do that? Oh, I broke it and didn't set it in time, and when I got back to the United States and had the doctor set it, it was too late to make the correction unless they did a lot of messing up. I didn't feel like having it. Oh, that's interesting. Then what happens? Nobody sees it anymore. It's done. The misshapen arm is there. Okay, so it's there. It's a big deal, you know. A pugilist? Well, it's a pugilist. A fighter. A fighter, a pugilist, he boxes in the ring and he gets his nose punched in. So he has a flat nose or a twisted nose and he's proud of it. Hey, how'd you get your nose all bent out of shape? Well, I'm a fighter, you know. And, well, didn't you have the doctor reset it? No, I kind of like staying. Having people say, how'd you get your nose bent out of shape? And I can say, I was a fighter, you know. And they like that. We really like the misshapen things about us, or else we wouldn't do them. Now, he wouldn't have to go to a doctor to shape out his nose, you know, to put it correct. He could just see it correct, and it would be correct. You say, well, Herb, what sort of a world are you living in? That's a dream world, an idiot's dream world. Yes, it is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And one day, it'll be the most normal thing in the world, and we will say, why didn't people do this years ago, you know? They could have done it. Yes, but it takes positive attitudes and thoughts at all times about who and what you are. The first positive attitude about ourselves is we make our own healthy body by liking ourselves. When you like yourself just the way you are, then everything else falls in shape. When you look at yourself and you say, oh dear, if I were only as pretty or as handsome or as something as anybody else, it'd be so nice, you know. But don't do that. The people you wish you were as handsome or pretty as, they wish they were as handsome, as pretty as somebody who are as handsomer or prettier than they are. I mean, this is a never-ending spiral into nothingness. So like what you got. Now, I can tell you, every one of us are absolutely stupid. If we die tomorrow and we didn't like our body today, big deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
How stupid of us not to have liked our body today. Now, I was mad at my wife and I said, you're terrible. I'm going to the club, you know. And so you leave and then you die. And then your wife says, oh dear, I didn't say I loved and I didn't say this. Well, always say it. Whether you're mad at each other or whether you're happy at each other, always say, I love you. Always say you're wonderful. Always say you're fantastic. Always say you're glorious. When you do that, you live in a happy state of mind. You live in a healthy state of mind. You live in a healthy being. And it's up to us to put that cause in motion. Nobody can do it for us. And we have to do it for ourselves. Yes, I make my own healthy body. Keep on the subject here. I make my own healthy body. How do you make your healthy body? Do you make your healthy body by having people look at you and see your body? Or do you make your healthy body by having people look at you and see your charisma? Your charisma is so fantastic that that's all people see. You can have the most disgusting body on the face of the earth. You could be the fattest, the thinnest, skinniest, the tallest, the shortest, the dumbest, the smartest. It doesn't matter. People just look at your charisma and they say, what a lovely child. But can't you see that child's limping? And can't you see that child's got problems and this and that and the other thing? Can't you see that? And no, who sees it? Who needs to see it, you know? And why is Rex going and picking up people's shoes or picking up things? What does he want?
Attention.
Attention. Well, now, why does our body have some parts of it that aren't as perfect as others? It just wants attention. Mm. And you don't give it to it. You don't give it to it. So we just take the shoe from Rex and say thank you, and then forget it. But somebody else will pet him and love him and make him feel, oh, I've got my attention, I got what I wanted, I got what I wanted, you know. We don't want to let that happen. And we have to start with ourselves, not letting it happen. When anything, ache or pain comes along, we immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. When anything comes along that disturbs us, we immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. And you watch. The time from when you recognize the problem to you have the solution is almost going to be instantaneous in no time at all. And that's the wonderful thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it just takes a little practice, takes a little bit of awareness, takes a little bit of caring about your own mind, about your own body, about your own being. What is the most beautiful thing about the sun when it comes out? Is it that the sun is bright? Is it that the sun is warm? Is it that the sun is cheery? Is it that the sun lightens up the world? Is it what about the sun? Well, what it is that it is alive, alert, enthusiastic about life. You don't look at any one thing about the sun. You look at the total. The sun lightens up the earth. Moon does that too, you know. Not quite as bright. The sun brings the flowers, bang, 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 they pop out of their sleepiness and their hair falls all into place and everything is in perfect order as the flowers wake up, you know. It's wonderful to watch them come to life, you know. And it's wonderful to watch all of nature come alive. And what's the first thing you do in the morning? You stretch, you know. And you get your eyes open and you splash water in your face like my dad used to do. He'd go into the cold water faucet and splash it into his face and he'd say, yeah, you know, and he'd say, I'm ready for the day. And this is how we all can approach life and approach the world. Be ready for the day. Just have a good time. Now, another thing, Rex is my dog, my golden retriever. And when Rex wants attention, he'll come and stand next to me, and he'll put his paw on me. And he'll say, hey, Dad, how about a little attention here? Hey, Dad, how about a little attention? That's the same thing with a headache. A headache is in your head. How about a little attention here? Now, Rex, I give attention to, because I want more attention with that guy. The headache, I don't give attention to him. I don't give attention to it, and what happens to it? It goes away. If I say to somebody who is just full of pain and pain and pain from any source, I say, guess what? You just won the sweepstakes. Oh, come on now, you know. Oh, come on now. Yes, you did. Here, see, it just came in the mail. It just came in the mail. You won the sweepstakes. $30 million. Tax-free. Tax-free. So $30 million, you can do anything you want with those $30 million. Thank you.
Now,
what happens to your insides and your outsides and your all sides? You just get so fired up. $30 million, well, gosh, what do I think about it? How do I spend it? How do I spend it? That's the first thing you think. Not how do I save it. Or how do I make it so that it'll be a living, growing thing for me all of my life? But $30 million, my God, in all my life I never had $30 million. And so if I spend wildly my $30 million in the next 20 years I got life, I better watch out. I might live longer. So, hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But your whole attitude changes. And it's your attitude that makes your body healthy or unhealthy. It's your attitude that makes you enjoy life or don't enjoy life. It's our attitude. And so when my attitude is right, and even if I have to take a pill to get my attitude right, I do that. You know? I do that. You know what the stupid doctors say to me? you should take your one-a-day vitamins. One-a-day vitamins? Who needs one-a-day vitamins for $30 million, you know? Well, you do. You do. Because in your heart, you have the idea that you need those vitamins to get along. Otherwise, you wouldn't have taken them before. And you see, you're used to taking them. It's not that you really have to, but you're used to. Now, they say your body doesn't produce chemicals after you get older. Well, tell your body to produce it. How do you do that? By telling your body to produce it. My body produces all the chemicals I need for my healthy, wealthy, happy body, you know? Now, do you think it's going to work?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you one thing, and this is a secret just between you and me. I alone have 10,000 stem cells ready to go to work at my behest. And they are ready to take over wherever they need to encourage the different areas of my body to produce the vitamins that they have been producing all my life to have a happy, healthy body. And I am there. My stem cells are ready to return my body to its original purity and integrity, where I am now, once again, my youthful, dynamic, fantastic self, you know? Now, when am I going to start telling my stem cells to do this? Oh, I'm 30 years old, I'm 40 years. I'm proud of my 40 years, I'm proud of my 80 years, I'm proud of my 100 years. Shut up. Don't tell anybody how old you are. Let them guess. Let them look at you and say, my goodness, are you old enough to do that? You know? I love the grocery stores. The grocery stores have a sign there. It says, I don't care if you're 40 years old or not. If you look young, you're going to be carded. We want to make sure that you're over 18 so that we can sell cigarettes or liquor to you. Now, isn't it wonderful that we keep our young people from destroying themselves with cigarettes and liquor, but we don't keep our older people from doing that? So we should really have a sign on us, I'm 18, or I'm 17 and three quarters. You know? I'm 17 and three quarters. I'm not 18, so I can't drink, and I can't smoke, and I can't whatever. All I can do is be dynamic, vital, alive, and just filled with power and energy, and running up hills when you could walk up, or I could take the boat up, or like our student who is in New Zealand, who's an absolute idiot. He loves to climb mountains. He climbed up halfway on the mountain, and the helicopter came up there and greeted him and said, hey, I'm taking the stuff up to the top place where you're going. He said, go ahead, helicopter, go. I'm walking. That's what I'm here for. I'm walking. Now, do you think that guy's in good health? My gosh, yes. He doesn't care. People come along and want to give him a ride. He says, hey, I'm walking. I'm out here because I want to walk. If I were out here because I didn't want to walk, then I'd have a car. You know, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you. That's okay, I'm happy you stopped. It's nice to talk to somebody, take a little pause, and then I continue my walk. You know, and they say, well, would you like some water? We got some fresh bottled water here. That would be very nice, I accept, you know. And so on it goes. Make your world exactly who you are. And if you're a young, dynamic, vital, alive, alert, enthusiastic being, then that's what the world's going to see you as. Now, how old is Anita? 17 and three quarters, you know. How old am I? 17 and three quarters. How old are you?
17.
Oh, ho! She's not even at three quarters yet. Yes, how old are you?
As you say.
As you say. Well, I say, Sylvia Mostrom sent us some pictures of drawings with people hidden in the trees and so forth, you know, and you have to look at it. And one is a little baby, and this couple is standing at the edge of the seashore or a lake shore. It's very beautiful, very beautiful. And then the branch of the tree sort of circles over their heads in a very loving way. And if you look at it right, what is the branch? A baby. The branch, I tell you now, you know where to look. The branch is a little baby hanging out over them, and you wouldn't see it, you know, unless you really look carefully. But that's the way things are in life. You wouldn't see that baby if you didn't look carefully. And you don't see the baby in us unless you look carefully. And when you look carefully, you'll find the healthy body here, the original purity and integrity, the happy body, the happy heart, the happy mind, the happy consciousness, because that's who we are. Isn't life wonderful?
Yes.
Yes. Do I love it?
Yes.
Man, do I love it. Have a lovely day. And remember, stay that way. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.